Ray Holman from UAW 6000. He said, Tony, I got some interesting news I want to share. And we thought we'd get him on the program this morning. Ray, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Tony?
Good. What's going on?
Well, we had some exciting news Friday, and that was the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled that the 3% or forced contribution the state employees have to make was ruled unconstitutional. And we're hoping that this means that hardworking state employees can receive all the money they earn.
All right, so it was ruled unconstitutional. What's that mean?
Well, last year, if you remember, state employees had a new retirement. It was Senate Bill 1226. And as part of that program, all state employees were forced to contribute 3% of their salary towards a alleged future health care trust. But the problem is there's no guarantee that that money would be left for state employees when they retire. And, of course, we filed a lawsuit claiming, in essence, it was just a slick way to give us a pay cut. And under the state constitution here in Michigan, the sole authority for wages and benefits is the Civil Service Commission, and the legislature cannot cut state employee pay. And so we're happy that we won our lawsuit.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen next? Do you think this will go to the next level of the courts?
Well, we're hoping Governor Snyder does not waste taxpayer money and appeal this to the Michigan Supreme Court. Apparently, there's a window of 21 days when the administration needs to make a decision. But we're hoping that since we've won at every level of this court case, that the Snyder administration does not do that. We think, again, it's a waste of taxpayer money. You know, the court themselves, the three-panel appellate court, stated that, of course, everybody needs to make shared sacrifice, but you can't do that by ignoring the state constitution, nor can you do that by simply balancing the budget on state employees' backs. So, you know, we feel that there's a different way to handle these things.
So if it's upheld, 50,000 state workers will get back $59 million that's been taken away so far. Not a bad deal.
No, not a bad deal. And, you know, again, it's possible that the Snyder administration could file an appeal. Again, they have 21 days to do so. You know, but we're hoping that that money can be returned. And, you know, if you work 80 hours in a two-week period, you deserve to be paid for all that time you work.
All right. He is Ray Holman from UAW 6000. We'll stay in touch with you on this, Ray.
All right. Thanks, Tony.